I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Ouachita Parish Police jurors started the months-long process of crafting the 2015 budget Tuesday, reviewing more than a dozen proposed departmental budgets. No major items were discussed in the first meeting as jurors looked through some of the smaller departmental budgets, including those for Smith Cemetery, West Ouachita Industrial Park, Ingleside Sewer District, and just over a dozen others. Major operations of the police jury, such as the Fire Department, Public Works, Ouachita Correctional Center, and others, are set to be discussed at future Finance Committee meetings taking place over the next several months. The police jury must approve its 2015 operating budget before the new fiscal year begins in January. A new review of judicial candidates qualifying for elections in Louisiana shows a vast majority of judges will be elected or re-elected without opposition this fall. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more on the findings.
Louisiana Lawsuit Abuse Watch is a nonpartisan legal watchdog organization. Their review found that nearly two-thirds of the district judgeships in the state will be filled by candidates who face no opposition. Executive Director Melissa Landry says voter input in judicial elections is critical.
Judges make decisions that are critically important to our lives on a daily basis.
She says judges can impact everything from education to health care to personal decisions when it comes to your home or bankruptcy. She says leaving voters out of the process leaves many in the judiciary with no one to hold them accountable, and unchecked power is never a good thing. Eric Gill reporting.
Republican Senate candidate Rob Manis was unable to persuade Baton Rouge's district attorney to file a residency challenge against Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu. Manis claims Landrieu isn't able to run for re-election because she lives in Washington. In a written response Tuesday, District Attorney Hiller Moore says that Manis gave his office fewer than 2 hours to review the complaint before the Friday deadline to challenge a candidate's qualifications for the November election. Moore says that he has no time to investigate the allegations. Rather than file his own challenge, Manis asked four district attorneys to investigate Landrieu's residency. The Secretary of State's office says it was notified of one lawsuit against Landrieu from Republican former candidate Paul Hollis. Landrieu says that she lives with her parents in New Orleans when in Louisiana. LSU's Pennington Biomedical Research Center is participating in a new national clinical research study that will test the effectiveness of a new drug that could slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Jeffrey Keller with Pennington says this experimental drug could provide hope to an incurable disease that's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States.
The idea behind this medication is that it can replace a factor that's lost in Alzheimer's disease, and this also acts at multiple sites. It helps to increase neuron number, neuronal signaling.
Keller says this investigational drug may have the potential to modify the pace of the disease in those who are currently suffering with mild to moderate Alzheimer's.
We're really excited by this current trial. It is a medication that is not that works different than anything that's been tried to date.
An estimated 5 million people in the U.S. already suffer from mild to moderate Alzheimer's, and Keller says no new drug has been approved by the federal government for Alzheimer's treatment since 2003. With the KEDM weather forecast, slight chance of showers early today, then partly cloudy skies later this afternoon with a high in the mid-90s.